Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by rare earth developer Red Metal Limited, ASX code RDM. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Red Metal, Rob Rutherford. Hi, Rob.
G'day, how's things?
I'm good. Okay, so Red Metal has been developing a unique rare earth project near Mount Isa in Queensland. It's unusual because it's massive in terms of tonnes, but even more so because it is neither clay-based or a typical hard rock monazite-based geology. Red Metal's Cybella project is in weathered granite, a geological setting that management says can cheaply and easily be processed via heap leaching. And this week, the company backed up that claim by tabling some game-changing metallurgical tests. Okay, Rob, firstly, just describe Red Metal's Cybella project's geological setting for me and explain its advantages over those typical clay and monazite-based rare earth deposits.
Rather unique. We've got this unusual weak acid soluble mineral, a fluorocarbonate mineral, in a really low acid consuming granite host rock. And when you put those two things together, it makes it really, really easy to get out and cheaply.
How big is this thing? What's the resource there now?
The resource is vast. We've outlined about 4.9 billion tonnes over about a 7 kilometre by 3 kilometre area. But we're focusing on about the Carey zone, which is about a billion tonnes.
And what sort of rare earths are in there?
We've got total rare earth content of about between 1700 and 1900 ppm, and a large proportion of that is the magnet rare earth, neodymium, praseodymium, dysprosium, terbium, the heavies. And that's really what the market wants for EVs.
When it comes to rare earths, metallurgy obviously is everything. You've just run some metallurgical tests on Cybella, and I don't want to get bogged down in the technical results. I just want to understand what they mean for the project. What were the key findings?
The key findings were that we'd be able to get about 70-80% of the rare earths out with really low acid consumption. So our theory was that this granite rock won't react with the acid. So our rare earth minerals dissolved, we didn't consume much acid, and we got it out really cheaply.
Okay, now you say your testing shows that the deposit is amenable to heap leaching instead of building a big traditional mine. What are the advantages there?
The column test that we did involved crushing the rock up to 10 to 20 mil crush size. By being able to do that, it's some of the cheapest processing you can do in the world, where you just crush it to 10 to 20 mil, pile it up in a heap and sprinkle acid the strength of lemon juice over it. And that enables us to keep the cost right down and enables us to mine very low-grade material.
Are there any other examples of heap leaching at this scale around the world?
Probably the best copper deposit in the world is the giant Escondida deposit in Chile, which is, again, it's a acid-soluble copper mineral in a low acid consuming granite host rock, and that's the key. It produces over a million tonnes a year of copper from one deposit, from a very large low grade deposit. And we think we've got something very similar, but with rare earth.
Rob Rutherford from Red Metal, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the Money page on the 6BR, 2GB, 4BC, and 3AW websites and click the Public Companies tab.